Welcome to episode 1420 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The prophets of Israel speak with particular urgency about truth and lies. The prophets see a culture that has built itself on deception, a culture where truth-telling is rare, a culture where lies are normalized, and the prophets declare this is not sustainable. A culture built on lies will collapse. Jeremiah 6, verses 13 to 15.
From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord.
Notice what Jeremiah describes. Deceit is not limited to individuals. It is cultural, practiced by prophets and priests, the very people entrusted with truth. Deceit has become so normalized, people no longer even know how to blush. Shame is gone. Truth-telling is gone. And Jeremiah declares the consequence. They will fall. A culture built on lies cannot stand. Zechariah speaks with hope about what truth-telling could restore.
These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil or lie to each other, and do not love to swear by a false oath, for all these are things I hate, declares the Lord.
Notice what Zechariah calls for. Speak the truth to each other. Truthful communication is fundamental. Render true and sound judgment. Justice depends on truthfulness. Do not plot evil or lie. Deception is incompatible with covenant life. Do not love to swear by a false oath. Do not make promises you will not keep. These are not suggestions. These are imperatives. Things God demands. The vision of a culture rebuilt on truth. Jeremiah reveals something crucial. Deceit is not merely a moral failing. It is a form of cultural breakdown. When deception becomes normalized, when truth-telling becomes rare, the culture itself begins to fail. Isaiah 59, verses 4 and 5.
No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die, and when one is broken, an adder is hatched.
Notice the language. Deception is described as something corrupt and poisonous. Deception produces only more deception. Deception spawns more evil. When deception is common, justice becomes impossible. Truth-telling and justice are inseparable. Without truth, justice cannot function. The prophets speak boldly. If everyone is lying, no one can trust anyone. People become isolated and suspicious. If testimony cannot be trusted, if evidence can be falsified, if witnesses lie, the entire system of justice breaks down. If people cannot rely on what is said, if they cannot trust their leaders or their neighbors, communities fragment. When lies are common, people lose a shared sense of what is true. Different groups believe contradictory, false versions of reality. A culture built on deception is unstable. It cannot adapt to reality. It cannot solve problems effectively. It becomes weak. This is what the prophets see. This is why they speak with such urgency. Deception is not a minor vice. It is a form of cultural self-destruction. But the prophets also reveal something deeper. Truth-telling is an expression of covenant faithfulness. A covenant is a binding agreement. When you enter into covenant with God and with each other, you commit to faithfulness. You commit to keeping your word. You commit to being truthful. Zechariah puts it plainly in Zechariah 8, verse 16.
Speak the truth to each other.
This is not a suggestion for those who happen to like honesty. It is a command for those in covenant. This is how covenant people live. Covenant people speak truth to each other. When you lie, you are breaking covenant. When you bear false witness, you are unfaithful to the commitment you have made to be honest with others and to God. The prophets understand that truth-telling is how covenant is maintained. Truth-telling is how community is built. Truth-telling is how trust is established. The prophets also reveal something about God's character. God hates lies. Zechariah 8, verse 17.
For all these are things I hate, declares the Lord.
God hates deception, hates lies, hates false oaths. This is not incidental to God's character. It is central to it. God hates lies because God is truth. His character is truthful. His promises are reliable. He can be trusted. And God calls people to reflect his character by being truthful. But the prophets do not simply condemn. They also call for restoration. Zechariah 8 verses 4 to 6.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This seems impossible to the present generation, but will it seem impossible to me? Declares the Lord Almighty.
And preceding this vision of restored community is the call to truth-telling. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. The prophets are saying, if you want your culture restored, if you want your community healed, if you want peace and flourishing, you must return to truth-telling. You must rebuild your society on truthfulness. The prophets reveal a pattern. A culture begins to practice deception. Lies become common. Truth-telling becomes rare. The culture begins to deteriorate. Trust erodes. Justice collapses. Relationships fracture. The prophets call the culture back to truth-telling. They demand a return to covenant faithfulness. If the culture responds, if the people begin to speak truth again, restoration becomes possible. Community can be rebuilt. Trust can be restored. Justice can function again. But if the culture refuses, if deception continues, the culture will fall. This is the consistent message of the prophets. What would the prophets say about our modern culture? They would likely see a culture where deception is normalized, where politicians make false claims, where corporations mislead, where individuals lie regularly, where alternative facts compete with reality, where people inhabit separate realities based on what they choose to believe. The prophets would see a culture fragmenting, trust in institutions eroding, justice systems questioned, communities dividing. And the prophets would call us back to truth-telling. They would demand that we speak truth to each other, that we render true and sound judgment, that we commit ourselves to truthfulness as an expression of covenant faithfulness. The prophets would remind us, a culture built on lies will fall, but a culture rebuilt on truth can flourish. Where do you participate in cultural deception? Where do you accept lies as normal? Where do you need to become a voice for truth? Where do you need to speak truth even when it is costly? This week, become a voice for truth in your community. Notice where deception is normalized, where lies are accepted, where truth is being distorted. Speak truth, not aggressively, not in a way designed to shame, but clearly, honestly, persistently. Tell the truth in conversations. Correct misinformation when you encounter it. Support voices that are telling the truth. Notice what happens when you insist on truthfulness. Notice how it creates friction. Notice also how it creates the possibility of genuine connection. The prophets reveal that truth-telling is not a personal virtue alone. It is foundational to culture. A culture built on truth can flourish. One built on lies will collapse. The ninth commandment forbids false witness. The prophets show us why this commandment matters for the entire society, not just for individuals. When truth-telling becomes rare, when deception is normalized, when lies are accepted, the culture itself is in crisis. But when truth is valued, when truth-telling is practiced, when deception is resisted, culture can be rebuilt. The prophets call us to recognize that we are responsible for the culture we create through our speech. They call us to speak truth, call us to be voices for truthfulness in a culture tempted by deception. This is the call of the ninth commandment in its deepest sense, not merely to avoid lying, but to become people committed to truth, to become prophetic voices in our cultures, to become witnesses to the possibility that communities can be built on truthfulness. Father, help us see that deception is not harmless. Help us recognize how lies corrupt culture. Help us understand that truth-telling is covenant faithfulness. Help us become prophetic voices calling our culture back to truth. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,